The aim of our Living with Diabetes podcasts is to share information and inspire, and we endeavour to ensure that the information provided in them is accurate. It's not a substitute for medical or health advice from a healthcare professional who's aware of the facts and circumstances of your individual situation. We always recommend that advice be sought from your GP or diabetes nurse before making any changes to medication or before using any products or services referenced by DRWF. DRWF will not be held liable or responsible for failure to seek competent medical or health advice from a professional who's familiar with your situation. Views, information, or opinions contained in podcasts do not necessarily represent opinions, standards, or policies of DRWF. The inclusion of details about products or services does not indicate DRWF endorsement of them.
Hello and welcome to the latest Living with Diabetes special podcast, looking at research supported by Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. I'm Claire Levy, and in this edition, we're looking at an interesting research project which explores how a mother's glucose levels and insulin therapy relate to a baby's growth patterns and birth weight. It also examined which diabetes technologies help pregnant women to achieve their glucose targets during hospital admissions and after birth. I recently spoke with Dr. Tara Lee to discover more. So, hi, Tara. You received the Sutherland Earle Clinical Fellowship in 2021. Can you give us the title of your research?
Yes. Yeah, so, the title of my project is called Diligent, which loosely stands for Use of Diabetes Technology on Birth Weight, Labour, Inpatients, and Postpartum Glycemia of Pregnant Women with Type 1 Diabetes. So, not a very short title.
What does this fellowship mean to you and your research both now and in the future?
Yeah, so, well, many clinical doctors, so doctors who work in the hospital, don't do research alongside their clinical professional training and careers. And for some of them, it's because their interests lie elsewhere, such as educational management. But for some of us who, unless we're really, really lucky and very hardworking, taking time out of research is something that we're not able to do because there aren't as many opportunities. So what this fellowship has allowed me to do is take 3 years out of training without having to worry about salary, because the NHS doesn't fund full-time researchers, and really work on something that I think is important and will help women with diabetes in pregnancy. It's also allowed me to complete a postgraduate research degree, so a PhD degree alongside, and hopefully this will give me the training to build a really strong foundation as a career researcher and add to my, you know, my skills as a doctor overall.
How long was the process and what did you have to produce for the DRWF Research Advisory Board?
Yeah. So the fellowship is a three-stage application process. So there's initially a pre-application online, and this goes to the Research Advisory Board. And then the top ranking applications are then invited to submit a full application, which is a lot longer. And then these are scored, and the top few successful ones are invited to interview. I think the total period of this was probably 6 to 9 months. So it's quite a long process to kind of wait for each stage.
So following further discussions after the ranking, recommendations for funding are made, aren't they?
Yeah,
and then you were offered the fellowship, yeah?
Yes, that's correct.
And what are your ongoing progress commitments for DRWF?
Yeah, so I'm expected to give yearly reports on my work, and this is reviewed by the chairman of the Research Advisory Board of DRWF. And this just makes sure that the work I'm doing is A, in line with what I said I'd be doing, and B, is in line with the expectations of DRWF, and that, you know, it will help towards helping people with diabetes.
Do you want to give us a bit more about Diligent and what you will be exploring in a bit more detail?
Yeah. So one of the reasons why my title is so long is actually my project is split into three interlinking studies. So the first will explore further the relationship between the mum's glucose levels and the baby's growth. The second will explore the management of glucose levels specifically during hospital admissions. So when women are admitted because they're unwell or because they need extra help for the pregnancy or their diabetes, and if they're admitted for labour and delivery. And the third project will be, or the third study is longer term, and it looks at the changes in glucose levels and insulin doses of women in the first 6 months after having their baby. So we know that after having a baby, things change quite a lot and their lifestyle changes quite a lot, having a newborn baby to look after. And we want to look at how their glucose levels change and how women cope with this. And are there any things that we can do to help make this easier for them?
So what additional challenges do mums face managing their diabetes during the admissions and after birth?
Yeah, so during the course of pregnancy, as I said, women with type 1 diabetes are admitted to hospital for various reasons. You know, diabetes related can include hypoglycemia, DKAs, and obstetric reasons, you know, bad morning sickness and worries about the placenta and their baby. Every time these women are admitted, these pose massive challenges to looking after their own glucose levels, things that they wouldn't even think of at home, you know, changes in diet, hospital food, not being able to walk around or do as much activity as they may do to manage their glucose levels. And also there's the extra stress of the reason why they're in hospital. So these can be physiological stresses because, you know, being unwell is not easy on the body and not easy on the glucose levels. And also the actual stress of just being in a different environment that's not your own. And altogether, these things work together to make insulin dosing, things that they would not even think about, are more challenging.
You're also going to be examining which diabetes technologies help pregnant women to achieve their glucose target during those hospital admissions and after birth. How are you going to do that?
The guidelines recommended the use of a variable rate insulin infusion or sliding scale, as lots of people know it as. But there were concerns about the risks and benefits of managing glucose levels in this way. And actually looking at research studies from before, published papers and things, we don't really have much information at all of what happens to women's levels during these admissions because, you know, people are sick. And until now with them continuous glucose monitoring, we had no idea what their glucose levels were really doing. And we don't know the best way to support their management whilst in hospital. And I know from my experience when I was an obstetric registrar, medical registrar on the wards, women find it really daunting and people in general find it really daunting coming into hospital and the prospect of a sliding scale and having all their management taken away from them when they're used to kind of just saying, oh, I'm going to have this and I'm going to dose this much for my breakfast or whatnot. And it's one of those things that we think, firstly, knowing more information and having the technology to back it up will help us in our understanding and also help give people the option when they do come into hospital of how they would like to manage and how we can help support them continue their self-management in hospital and after they have their baby.
And what are your three top priority diabetes pregnancy research questions?
So the DRWF funded the James Lind Alliance Diabetes Pregnancy Priority Setting Partnership's top 10 research questions. And the top three are, how can diabetes technology be used to improve pregnancy, birth, and mother and child health outcomes, which is one of the things that I think will help from my studies in particular. And then there are also two other questions about helping mothers manage their glucose levels during inpatient or the intrapartum stage of their pregnancies and also postpartum, really both of them focusing on women's options and their choices and how we can help support them during those times.
I think you've already touched on this, but if you give us some more details, what does charity funding really mean to researchers like yourself?
So I think, charity funding is, I think, really important because, you know, there are limited opportunities in terms of the big research organisations like NIHR to fund individuals, for example, that don't have as big kind of large randomised controlled trial national type studies. I think charity funding means, A, there's more opportunity to continue research in various areas. And B, I think charities are really unique in that they are able to channel their funding more directly. So, for example, DRWF are able to channel their funding into diabetes-related studies, whereas bigger government funding has to look at all of the areas of medicine and science and say which are the best out of the options there, whereas DRWF has the opportunity to say which are the best out of all the diabetes-related studies. So I think that's really important. And it's good to be able to connect the people who are involved in diabetes or have diabetes or support people with diabetes to where their money is going to. And I think that's really important as well.
Anything else you'd like to add?
First, I'd like to say thank you to everyone from DRWF and all the support that I've had. It's been really amazing. As I mentioned earlier, I'm an early career researcher, so this is all pretty new to me. And I'm just blown away by the amount of support and the amount of enthusiasm that sometimes, you know, working day to day in the NHS, you don't always get.
My thanks to Dr. Tara Lee for talking to us about her work.
Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Staying well until a cure is found.
Look out for more episodes of our special podcast discussing research supported by DRWF and the advances being made. To discover how you can continue to help the charity, together with the latest fundraising events, news and information, it's all on our website at drwf.org.uk. I'm Claire Levy from Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. Until next time, thanks for joining us on Living with Diabetes.
Living with Diabetes is a Blue Aurora media production for DRWF. Copyright 2024. Diabetes Research and Wellness Foundation. All rights reserved.